Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I'm here with my beautiful mommy.
Hi.
Hi. I was waiting to see if you'd say hey. Usually I tell you to say hey.
You do.
But I was waiting for you today.
Thought I'd jump the gun there. And
I liked it. Okay. I mean, I feel like I'm bossing you around.
We're mixing it up.
We're like, well, what? Wiki, wiki, wiki,
what?
Wiki.
I don't really know.
A little variety.
It's a little variety. So let's just jump into it. I don't have any holidays for today or any special tidbits or nuggets. Okay. I will say my dad was probably going to walk in with my dog soon. Because we were supposed to start this podcast like 20 minutes ago when they started their outside adventures.
Yes.
And we did not start it. So you'll hear that in the middle of the podcast.
But would it be a podcast without an interruption from Blaze?
No, it wouldn't be. It wouldn't be our podcast. No. It would be a normal, yes, professional podcast. It would not be our podcast. I have a follow-up from last week. We were talking about when you hear a recording of your voice, it's different than the voice that you hear.
Yes.
Faith says, I don't know if this is real science, but in her, she gave me
it's
this science.
It's faith science.
It's faith science. That does not work together. But Faith says the reason your voice sounds different is because when you hear yourself talk in real life, you feel the vibrations.
Ah.
And then when you hear a recording of it, you don't feel the vibrations, so it's different.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand it, but it kind of makes sense.
But then when I'm playing the piano, I guess I'm feeling those vibrations as well. It's a little different because it sounds different when I hear it back. Or maybe I think I play better than I really do. So when
I hear it back, also are feeling the vibrations there as well.
True.
So maybe this vibrations thing does have
science
behind it and faith behind that science. Her name is Faith, if you haven't picked up on that. All right. I saw a thing. 8/18/18 was the most popular wedding day of the year.
Yes.
So that apparently everyone wanted that to, because it's the guys
and,
can't
and
remember.
Do they get married at 8/18 in the morning or at 8/18 at night?
I would do an 8/18 at night. Why would you invite people to a morning wedding?
Right.
That would be pure
breakfast
evil.
Is served. Pancakes.
No, that would be so evil if you had a morning wedding. Can you imagine the bad breath and lack of people?
Sorry, that was funny.
One time, we were driving to a wedding. It was me, Colleen, Teenie, and her husband, Simon, in the car. And we had to drive to a wedding. We had to leave at like 6 a.m. because it was in NorCal. And we were driving and we got out of the car and got back into the car like about halfway through the trip. And we realized the car just reeked of morning breath because we had all brushed our teeth, but everyone in the car, we hadn't showered and it was so gross. The car smelled so bad and we didn't realize it because we'd been sitting in it.
Yeah.
And we were like, rolled down the window. It was like, this is disgusting.
Oh, man.
Absolutely disgusting.
And then you can't unsmell it.
No. You just kind of smell bad in the morning unless you take a full shower, brush your teeth, and you've kind of like eaten something and moved around.
And talked a little.
Yeah.
And I've gotten things moving and going.
Yeah. The morning weddings.
Oh.
I wouldn't go.
No.
I wouldn't.
No.
That's just rude. There's a reason it's in the evening normally.
Yeah.
Afternoon or
afternoon.
Evening.
Afternoon.
It's usually late afternoon, though. You don't have a 1 o'clock wedding.
I did.
What? Why?
I think we wanted to get to the honeymoon, so.
Ew.
No,
don't talk
just
to me.
Go. We wanted to get the ceremony part over with. That wasn't the big deal
for us. Oh, 1 p.m.?
It was 1 p.m. And we also didn't have enough money to provide a meal. So we just had cake and nuts.
Oh, so you did it right in between the meals.
So eat before you come and then you leave.
But no, people can't eat before they come because if the wedding's at 1, you have to get there early and you have to get ready.
Eat a late breakfast.
All right.
We had it all
I would have done a 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. But then, and see our reception, since it wasn't a sit down dinner, it was quick. It was just do the cake, do the photos. You know what I mean?
So you just did it for the pictures.
Yeah.
Did it for the Pinterest.
And be married in a church, I guess.
All right. The big news this week is that Ariana's album, Sweetener, finally dropped all the songs. It's amazing. I've listened to it on repeat. I listened on the way to Santa Barbara today.
Hooray.
Blaze really freaks out at the song Rem. He
that's her favorite.
Really?
She did an interview with Jimmy Fallon, I think, and he asked her what her favorite was, and then she actually sang it.
It's a good song, but the voices in it go different pitches, and I don't know what Blaze was freaking out in the car. Aww. He was like tilting his head and looking at the speakers and trying to figure out what was going on. I was laughing. I was like, "Is it Ariana? What's happening?" But he didn't care about any other songs.
Just that.
It was just the rim.
Hmm.
I'm glad it's her favorite, and I love that you knew that. Mm-hmm. Have you listened to the whole thing, Mom?
No, just snippets.
Just snippets.
Just snippets.
I've listened to the whole thing. I really like it. I think there's a question later that asked me which my favorite song is. No, oh, I didn't put that question in because I was just going to say it naturally, which I didn't naturally do. My favorite song, that besides the ones that we've already heard, the my new favorite is Successful. Mm-hmm. She's talking about being so young and so happy and having fun and being successful. I thought it was beautiful. And then she also says, "You too, woman." She's a young lady. She's talking about other ladies being like, "You're beautiful. You're successful." And I thought it was great. It's a very empowering song.
And positive, yeah.
Yeah. Trisha Paytas got a new dog. Have you seen it?
No.
She named it Mukbang Gucci.
Oh my gosh. That's a mouthful.
She just calls it Mukbang.
Muck. Oh, but Muck.
It's Mukbang, but it's a little Pomeranian.
Oh.
And it's super, super cute, but I'm obsessed with the fact that she named it Mukbang.
Yep.
I mean, she's the one that got that started in this area of YouTube. Yep. She owns it.
She does.
I love a Mukbang. I just wish I could I just want to eat now. I'm hungry. I think I'm hungry.
I'm going to make you dinner.
Okay. It's 5:30. I want to eat now. I saw this and it made me so angry. And I'm hoping I get the same reaction from you. There's an elementary school in Houston, Texas. You know how like they paint inspirational quotes on walls and stuff? They painted the quote above some lockers. "The more you act like a lady, the more he'll act like a gentleman."
No.
So they're basically...
Paint over that now.
The Houston School District says that they don't believe in it and that it doesn't sit with their core values. So they are going to take it down.
Thank you.
But what a terrible thing. Like, women, he's just treating you like trash because you suck. Yeah. You have to be better.
Yeah.
Like... No, that is terrible.
That goes in line with another video I saw where the school actually put out a video of girls. I think they had to sing this song that was like being about a bad girl or something. And they're not allowed to wear gym shorts to school. And so they had to sit in this classroom and go, "I will not wear gym shorts." And they were shaming the girls.
They always shame the girls. They're like, "Boys, it's not your fault." The women, they were saying, "Boys, you can act like a total a-hole as long as, because she wasn't acting like a lady."
Right.
So you can be a dick.
Yeah.
You know, she wasn't lady enough. It's just the same thing as like the dress codes for girls are so that the boys don't get distracted. Did you know that Catholic schools, they're making the skirts longer for girls so that the male teachers don't get distracted?
Ew.
Why are they hiring pedophiles? Yeah. What in the world?
Wow.
I can't. You could show me a 16-year-old boy that all the girls think is the most attractive person in the world. And it's not in me to find him attractive.
No.
Because I'm like, that's a fetus.
Yeah. And he could be a cutie patootie.
I could be like, yeah, he's a cutie patootie. I have zero attraction to him. He would not distract me at all.
Right.
And I just can't. So I'm glad it is being painted over.
Yes.
But
they took down the video.
Oh, did they?
And the school apologized because a lot of parents
got up in arms. Dress codes are killing me.
They are.
Like... Yeah, you should wear shirts. Wear a bra. Wear a bra. But like, you know.
Yeah.
But also, guys, I don't want to see.
Around.
Yeah, I don't want to see your pants
see
so
butt
tight
crack.
That I see. Yeah, and I do. You
I
know,
see your underwear.
There's some, but like, the dress codes are all towards girls, so that the boys and male teachers don't get distracted. It makes me so angry, and that they're just amplifying it.
Yep.
That's just this. That's what's been programmed into our brains forever.
Yes.
Like. It's not your. He raped you. Yeah, but you were dancing like a slut.
No,
you were wearing a short skirt.
No,
so
no,
what
no,
was
no.
he supposed to do? Be a human? Respect you? Outrageous! Outrageous. On a happier note, though, Steph Curry had a free basketball camp for girls.
Oh.
I have said this before. I am against the Warriors as a team, but I think Steph Curry is a fantastic person off the court. I am able to differentiate between player on the court and off. And but anyway, I thought it was great because as a girl who played basketball and sports growing up, I think it was really cool because a lot of people do basketball camps, but they're usually catered towards boys.
Right.
And he had a girls one, and he was there the whole time. It wasn't like he just organized it and, you know, didn't go. He was there, and he was cheering them on, and it seemed like a lot of fun, and he took pictures of all the girls, and he had a panel of all professional women in basketball.
Yeah.
And they were all there, and it was just so empowering, and I thought it was great. And I just – I saw, I think, a picture of someone who actually follows me on Twitter went to it.
That's
and
great.
It was free. Which was awesome. I just was like, I just wanted to, you know, put some good out there in the world and just be like, hey, this good thing happened, and I'm happy about it, even though it happened from a rival team member of mine. And even more now that I've got LeBron on the Lakers, Steph Curry's even more of a rival on the Warriors. Oh my goodness. However will I survive? Football starting again. Just no one cares.
It's basketball. It's baseball season, right?
It's baseball season right now.
Right.
And it's pre-football season.
Pre-football. Okay, yeah.
So
okay.
Football is about to happen.
There goes Monday nights.
So you might notice people doing fantasy football drafts the next few weeks.
I've heard that today.
Yes, you did from me. I spoke it to you. I'm not doing one, but Matt is.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's starting up again, which is exciting. I need to get some Sling TV or some cable, whoever wants to sponsor me, back on my TV to watch some sports. No one will sponsor me. We do, guys, on the down low.
She's whispering.
Because I don't want them to hear. We do have sponsorships coming up, not in this podcast, but in like a couple ones. We're really excited about it.
Very excited about
it. It's a good thing, guys. I'll make it fun. Don't worry about it. Relatable tweet of the week. I think I might have said this before.
Okay, go.
Does anyone else pack underwear like they're going to poop themselves every day of the trip?
Yes, but trade the word poop for pee.
And then it's true for you. I feel like maybe we've talked about this before.
I don't know if we have or not.
But I think it's just so real that I needed to say it again. What is I overpack like crazy, like insane overpack. Because
underwear is something you don't want to wear twice.
But never in the existence of ever have I had to wear two pairs of underwear multiple days in a row. And I pack like I'm going to have to on trips.
I do too.
I pack like, well, I'm gone 6 days. I have to pack like maybe 18 pairs of underwear.
Well, maybe 10.
Oh my God. Yeah, you do pee your pants. That's
the
thing.
I do pee my pants.
I will say when I go to Hawaii, I do overpack underwear because you're right.
You're sweaty.
No, but I don't want to put the same underwear back on.
When you go in your swimsuit.
Yeah. So if I like wear underwear in the morning and then I put my swimsuit on, I don't want to put that same underwear back on.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I get that.
Yes.
I get that.
But then there's different underwear, too. You wear certain underwear with certain clothes.
Yeah,
and
with
then
like dresses and then,
you know, the granny pants, stinky things.
Because it's for a video I'm going to test, but I thought it was hilarious. It's this like sticky pad that you wear when you're wearing like a super tight dress. It's like this. It's this thing that.
What's it stick to?
Your vagina.
Ouch.
I don't know. I don't know what it sticks to, but it's like this long strip that you just put and it goes from your hoo-ha up to your booty, to the tip of your booty, like the base of your spine.
You'd see that.
I don't know.
You've got to try this.
I did. I bought it.
Oh.
I bought it for a video. It's coming, I don't know, in the next like week or two, I'll post it. But I bought it and some other underwear that makes my butt look bigger, and then three different bras that are supposed to, like, that are weird. They're supposed to do other things. So that's, okay. I didn't mean to promo my video, but I just got very excited about this
underwear.
Did you
do the video yet?
No, I haven't filmed it
yet. Oh, okay.
I'm going to film it tomorrow.
I'm very curious to see how that sticks and the screams when it comes off.
Oh my God, it's going to be so painful. I'm so excited.
Oh my gosh.
But anyway, that's
we think you'd have to shave everything before you put that on.
I do shave everything.
No, I know, but some ladies are all naturel or trimmed.
Yeah. I don't know if it sticks or if it like just goes in some creases or is it just sticks?
No, because then you couldn't move. Oh, in creases. Oh.
Yeah. I think.
What are we talking about on this, Rachel?
I don't know.
We're going to cause the boys to stumble. Let's stop.
There are no boys listening to this. Unless Dad's listening. Hi, Dad. Sorry, Dad.
Next
news. Now that I've made this awkward.
Sidetracked here.
Netflix is testing video promos that play in between episodes. So you're going to have commercials for Netflix shows in between your Netflix shows. So you know how like it rolls into the next thing? Obviously, I'm against this because I buy the expensive everything.
So you don't have to
look at ads. So I don't have to look at commercials. But it's something that Hulu does. Not Hulu. HBO does this on their apps where they play commercials for the shows on HBO.
Okay.
So you can't really get mad at it. It is super annoying because I hate it because I don't want to have to sit through. I want to watch my show
now. You can't fast forward?
No.
Oh, you can't opt out.
You can't opt out. And so
that'll probably be another $5.
It probably will be, in all honesty, which is so annoying. But yeah, so that's going to start happening soon. You're going to start seeing things for other shows.
Right.
But I'm like, they are just a walking advertisement, though.
Yeah.
You go into Netflix and it's they're displaying all of their things. I don't know. You're already on Netflix. You're already there.
Yeah.
What, I don't know what more they want from that. Same with, I just don't get it.
And if you have other people on your account and your name comes up and, you know, they suggest, they have a suggestion. There's things on there that's like, no, I would never watch that. It's because other people have watched on my account, which is fine. But they need to.
I'm on your Netflix account, but I have my own.
No, you have your own name.
Page.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't do that to you, but I'm guessing Colleen does.
No, I have no idea. a lot of people have my password. It's all okay.
No, honestly, I love it. Oh, another piece of good news. I'm just like full of good news today.
I love it.
Facebook birthday fundraisers. You know, when someone has a birthday, they can start a fundraiser and say, like, instead of giving me a present, it made me feel bad that I've never done it before. I'll do it this year. But they have raised over $300 million for nonprofits.
That's amazing.
From people doing Facebook birthday fundraisers. And I thought that was really cool.
That's a good idea.
It's like this little thing that you do, you know. I mean, I've donated to a bunch of people I would have never gotten a birthday present for, but it was just so convenient. Pops up there.
Yeah,
for their birthday, might as well. It's their birthday present, of course. You know, here's a why not?
They asked for it. That's what they want.
Yeah. And I just thought it was a genius idea, Facebook, to do these fundraiser things. And $300 million for nonprofits, that's fantastic. So if you ever donated to those, give yourself a round of applause. We're both clapping. An update to the Alex Jones thing, the extreme conservative conspiracy theory.
Yes.
Twitter has suspended him for a week so he can think about his actions.
Think about that.
They're not deleting his account, but they want him to think about what he did.
Thinking about it.
They put him on a timeout. He did not get his toy taken away, but he got put on a timeout from it.
Oh, that's funny.
So I read a huge article saying that, like, Twitter's going to just completely destroy itself because they won't do any big actions, whether it's changing their platform or doing things like deleting accounts that need to be deleted. They're basically digging a hole for themselves because the person who runs the company won't pull the trigger on any big things. And I've noticed that Twitter's basically stayed the same.
Yeah, it has.
For a very long time. Like, everything has changed. And while I hate when things change, it is the reason things stay up to date. Snapchat ruined itself.
Yeah.
Snapchat did it for the wrong.
Yeah.
But Facebook constantly changes. Instagram constantly changes. YouTube, as much as we freaking hate it, YouTube changes.
Yes.
But we're all still using the apps because they keep our attention because they change. But Twitter has my attention, but nothing has really changed on it. If they had an edit button, though, why haven't they pulled the trigger? That's not a big deal, but that's something everyone wants.
Yes, it is. I agree.
But anyway, so I read this article saying Twitter's just going to destroy itself because it won't make any changes that it needs to. So I love you, Twitter. Make an edit button and you won't destroy yourself. Okay, Mom. I don't know how to explain this because this is a podcast, but people wanted me to talk about it. There's this new hand thing where you make an F with your hand in sign language. Then you flip your hand over towards you and then you curl your bottom. You're like this. Yeah, you're doing it. So it looks like this. Look at. So you do. And it looks like this. It looks weird when you do it. So you flip your. Yeah, but keep these fingers out a little bit. There you go. You did it. Wow. Colleen said she couldn't do it. And I think she gets her hand movements from you.
Hey, I did it.
You barely did it. People are obsessed with this hand thing because someone posted a video of them doing it. And it just looks so weird because if I don't explain it and I just do it. Hold on. I have to think about it. It just kind of looks weird.
Yeah.
And people couldn't figure out what he was doing.
Oh.
So then a couple other people figured out and posted videos of them doing it. And then people are just posting videos saying I can or can't do it. And it's blowing up right now. This weird finger thing that you do to your face.
Yeah.
That is a move. I can't explain. It sounded sexual. My mom gave me a look. Don't. She's giving me a look again.
You're not
giving me looks. Don't act like you're not giving me a look. I know your looks. I've seen your face for 27 years. I know when it's a look. But yeah, so it's this. And everyone wanted me to talk about it on this. People that don't get it. I can't tell if they're faking that they don't get it. So you make an F in sign language, like, but for the rest of the world, it's A.
Other fingers have to go below it.
So, yeah. So you make an F, and as you're flipping your... Wow, she is poking herself in the nose. As you flip your hand backwards, the three free fingers curl down a little bit, and you put
That's
it against
what I'm
your
doing.
Face. No, you're, I don't know where, your pinky's a proper, you're making an I love you sign that's confused.
I'm always a lady, so.
Okay, now.
See, this has to go down here.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, they do.
Your thumb and pointer stay the same. And your, she got it. No, that is not it.
That's
that
upside down. Just, okay, they can't see any of this.
They can't see any of it. Just know my mother is struggling like the rest of you have struggled.
Oh, I did it. I did it so well.
Mom, dude, I'm going to film it.
No.
You have to show them, prove to them that you can do it. Just
okay.
Do it once.
So it's this.
Okay.
And then you're this, and then you're.
Almost. So, so close. I will post that when this goes live on Monday. So close, Mom. So close. People also wanted me to talk about VidCon Australia. And
yeah.
I leave for that when this gets posted in a week. I leave on.
So exciting.
Yeah, I leave on the 27th. I get back the 3rd, which means we will take a 1 week hiatus. Mm-hmm. So we will post this podcast and then one more podcast on the 27th, and we will not post one on the 3rd because I will be in Australia the whole week, and I don't want to pre-record because we do things that are news that week.
Current.
So yeah, we are current. Well, we're trying to be current. So it wouldn't make sense to pre-record. It wouldn't.
Right.
There would be nothing.
Right.
And I don't want to take my podcast stuff to Australia with me. So
that's a whole nother luggage.
We're just going to take a break.
Just 1 week.
1 week.
And then you'll miss us, and then you'll be happy to hear us.
Yeah, so we will not be here the 3rd. We'll be here on the 27th, but not the 3rd.
Not the 3rd.
Not the 3rd.
Of September.
Of September.
We don't know what year they're listening to.
Oh, that's true. That is true. Okay, so the last news I had today is that this guy, Dwayne Johnson, sued the makers of Roundup for $289 million, saying it caused his cancer,
mm-hmm.
and he won.
Yes, he should.
So, I don't know. I think Roundup's going to be done. But this, everyone made fun of me because when I had spiders and stuff in my house, people were like trying to get me to use all these poisons. And I was like,
no. Diatomaceous earth.
Yeah, I use diatomaceous earth. I use essential oils. The only poison I've used is for wasp nests.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know how to get rid of them and I didn't want them attacking my dog or me.
Right.
So that's the only time I used it. And I hated that I used it. I sprayed it down with water afterwards and I didn't let Blaze near it for a while. But everyone made fun of me for not wanting to use poisons. I had a pest control dude come to my house
mm-hmm.
and was like, hi, we do that. I was like, as a poison? He's like, yeah, but it's safe for dogs and people. I was like, no, thank
nope.
you. It's a poison. I don't want it. And, but this, like, because you're, it's literal poison.
Yeah, it is.
And it's clearly bad for you. And this yeah. case just proves, because there's a thousand other people that have come forward being like, okay, mm-hmm. me too.
Like, yeah.
I have cancer. I use that. But just poison, it's poison. It's called poison. Yeah. Why would you handle a poison? I get it. I've wanted to use Roundup because it does, you kills the weed in between like your sidewalks and stuff.
Yeah,
it's
but
easy.
We used to use it a long time ago, but and I think that original container's still in the garage.
Yeah. But I just like, it's poison, of course it's bad. I mean, I'm not saying that like he shouldn't have used it. It says it's safe for people. It says it's, you know, don't spray it in your mouth, but like mm-hmm. you wouldn't think using it. He was a landscaper, so he used
right.
it, he said, about 30 times a year, which
wow.
isn't actually that much if you think about it. It's a couple times a month.
Yeah.
So that's not a big, that big a deal.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I'm glad he won, and it's basically starting this whole thing. Didn't you told me earlier?
They found Roundup in cereals.
Yeah. What?
I think it was, but I heard two conflicting reports of the levels of how much it was. And
doesn't matter. There's
was
a
that
poison
a,
in your cereal.
There's stuff in everything, Rachel.
I just realized I was yelling throughout that whole thing because I got very passionate about
it's
it.
Okay.
So I'm sorry for your guys' ears
it's
if that
okay.
was up in your business.
It's okay.
I'm not apologizing right. to you, Mom.
Well,
you're
then
not listening
fine.
To this with headphones on. Did you have any news for today?
Post Malone broke a 34-year record set by Michael Jackson.
What was the record?
I don't know.
I knew you weren't going to
yeah,
know.
His album Stony spent 77 weeks at the top 10 Billboard for R&B and hip hop.
Oh, wow. Good
and
for him.
Michael had that spot for 76 weeks with Thriller.
okay.
And so he broke it.
So
1 week
the
longer.
Record was the how many weeks spent on the top 10 Billboard of that
yeah,
category.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant which record, which actual
no.
music record.
No okay. one says record anymore.
I know. Well, it's the album. Stony.
The album. So, yeah.
And so Michael had that for for a long time with Thriller. And the other top one was Whitney Houston, but hers was only for 64 weeks.
Only? Yeah, only 64. But yeah, how disgusting.
He did it 77 weeks.
Wow, good for him.
Top 10.
Good person. He deserves it. All right. So I've made a new game.
Ooh.
Are you ready for games, or did you have anything else you'd like
to
say?
No, that's fine.
I've made a new game.
Okay.
This is inspired by Colleen. She kind of played this game, but like it's not real. So it's called Miranda Sings or Trump. So I'm going to read a tweet, and you have to tell me if Trump or Miranda Sings tweeted it.
Oh my goodness. There's no difference. Okay,
so
go ahead.
I have taken just sometimes like just like the first part of the tweet and not finished it, so okay. It doesn't give away who it is.
Yes.
But they're under the same thing. So I'm going to read one. You tell me who it is.
Okay.
You are so lucky to know me.
Miranda.
That is correct. Sorry, losers and haters, but my IQ is one of the highest, and you know it.
Trump.
Yes. Dang it. Is this too easy?
Maybe because I've heard it or I read it. Okay.
Windmills are the greatest threat in the U.S.
Trump?
Yeah.
I don't know if Miranda knows what a windmill is.
There you go. Every time
they're a threat. Okay, we're not talking about the tweets. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
They're a threat, Mom. Not only to golden, but bald eagles as well. Okay. That's more of the tweet for you. Every time I speak of the haters and losers, I do it with great love and affection.
Miranda?
No, it was true.
Oh.
Pennies should be illegal.
Miranda.
Yes. When will the world realize that everyone is annoying but me?
Trump.
No, it's Miranda.
Miranda. Okay.
Really big jobs meeting today.
Oh, that's Trump.
Yeah. It was such a weird, I didn't know if you would get that. And this was last one is Space Force all the way.
Space Force all the way?
Yeah.
Miranda?
Trump, have you not heard of the Space Force, Mom?
No.
Mom, how have you missed this?
Because I try to avoid those.
He wants
subjects.
To spend bagillions of dollars building another branch of the government known as the Space Force to protect us from space.
Isn't that what our... Okay, no, wait. From who in space? What? UFOs?
No one knew at first. He just decided he wanted another branch of government known as the Space Force. And then everyone was like,
NASA?
What does this mean? And then, so people that want to support him but have kind of a little bit of a brain were like, oh, well, clearly he's talking about like satellite hacking and things like that.
Oh.
And then everyone was like, so NASA.
That's what I just said.
That's what NASA does.
I'm like, hello?
And then, so people are just fighting over what it means. Mm-hmm. And some people think, no, it's definitely to keep us from getting invaded with aliens. So then Mike Pence tried to make a statement about it.
Did we ever find out?
You know, it's up for debate.
Oh, so no, we don't have his confirmation of a new tweet.
It's one of those things where he's like, we need the Space Force. This is America. We must protect ourselves. How dare them build the wall? And then everyone's like, yeah. So, I mean, I think we're pretty set on our safety from space. And so, okay. I mean, if he wants to make our satellites more secure, I'm all on board with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no one wants to get hacked. But I think everything we're doing in space right now, besides the satellites, is like discovery. Like, we're discovering what's on the other planets and like other forms of, you know, fuel and things like that. So I don't think, and I think he knows we don't need protection from the things in space. I'm hoping more if it's like a satellite thing or like missiles. But once you're in space, you go into orbit. I can't believe you didn't know about the Space Force.
No, I didn't.
Mom,
I didn't know.
You didn't know about the Space Force.
Maybe it was on tour or something with Colleen.
No, it's been a while now.
Maybe I was playing with grandkids and
maybe,
didn't want to be frustrated.
But you got 3 out of the like 7 wrong. So you did pretty well.
Well, it could have been either or.
It really could have. It really could have. All right, questions for today. We don't have that many, but here are the few that we have.
Okay.
Ryan Clark, this isn't really a question. It was more of a statement or wanting from me. But he asked, he said, talk about all the YouTubers who are in their 20s and 30s making back to school videos.
Okay.
Which does sound very funny.
It does.
There are people who haven't been in school for a very long time making back to school videos.
Okay.
And it, while it is very funny, it is also, it, I will tell you why they do it. We have younger audiences,
right, you do,
that do go to school. And
you want to be relevant to them.
Yes. And again, we haven't been in school for a very long time, so it doesn't make sense. It's really very awkward and weird if you think about it, but shh, don't think about it. but it's also, YouTubers have always done what's in. Mm-hmm. And I think someone posted a back to school video and it got views. Oh. So everyone else is doing it. And also, we've always done like Christmas videos during Christmas time, Halloween videos during Halloween, right, time. And it's like, so right now it's back to school time. Yeah. So people are doing back to school videos.
Did you do one?
I have not done one.
Are you going to do one?
No.
Okay.
Mainly because this comment made me scared of them. I have done how to cheat in school, but I think cheating is, it doesn't ever go away. That is a gift and a talent that can last you for a very long time. It doesn't change much. There's only so many ways you can cheat in school. Don't cheat, though. That's bad. Don't do it. Learn.
Yeah.
I wish I had learned more.
Yeah.
But yeah, back to, I have seen a lot of people do it, but I don't know. It is funny if you think about it, but our audiences are younger than
us.
You
could do one for back to school, but it's all the great things of when the kids are back in school, so there's less drivers on the road, less people in the stores.
There you go. Look at you coming up with video ideas.
Fast food,
like
you can,
I could do a video like, I love you guys, but I love when you're in school.
I can go to the beach.
I actually don't like when y'all are in school because then you're on the internet less. So if you could not go to school, that'd be great. Go to school. Stay in school. So, yes, I get the humor and the people in the 20s and 30s, yes, take back to school stuff. It makes no sense. It's, we have younger audiences and we're trying, yes, to stay relevant.
Right.
We don't want you guys to know that we're in our 20s and 30s. We're trying to keep that a secret from you all. God, I'm closer to my 30s than I am my 20s.
You are, baby girl.
Dear God.
I'm almost 60 in a year.
Happy birthday. Almost. My mom's birthday's on Wednesday. That is the holiday we'll celebrate. My mom's going to be 59 on the 22nd.
Yep.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Thanks.
I didn't get you anything.
That's okay.
Okay. I got you some brand deals in the, yes, next few months. Tilly says, what old people things do you do? Now, we've been asked this before. Mm-hmm. And so you can, basically anything you do is old person thing. But there was something I did the other day that made me laugh when I saw this question. I mowed my lawn, mm-hmm, then trimmed it, mm-hmm, and then stood back and looked at it.
Oh, who doesn't do that? And come on.
Was so proud of my yard, and I just laughed at myself. I was like, wow, okay, I'm, yeah, this wasn't just a chore that my mom made me do and I mowed it real quick and then ran back inside. I mowed my lawn, I trimmed it, I made sure I got all the spots, watered the brown ones, and I looked at it and I was proud.
You should be.
And that was,
I went out in the middle of the street to look at all my sunflowers that are blooming that I grew from seeds.
I take pride in my things,
and I took a picture. It's great.
Another old person, it wasn't really old, it was more of adult. I had to hire an electrician to fix an outlet.
No, that's a
homeowner smart person
that's
thing.
That's a smart thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't want to mess with it. Electricity scares me.
Yeah.
Because it can kill you.
Yes, it can.
I will say, though, I hired the electrician because what happened was we have two outlets in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
One, everything and its mother is plugged into.
Ooh.
And then there's another one that the AC, it's got, yes, two holes. You know, two plugs, and the AC is plugged into one, and then there's something plugged into the other. So I plugged a saw into that one,
blew it,
and I blew the thing, and it blew out the breaker. So he had to replace the breaker. And the guy was, he came into my garage, and he hadn't seen Matt, and was looked very well, just me at the house, and he was like, so the next time whatever guy did this, tell him. And he started telling me, but he was assuming that a man plugged in a saw to the thing, and you know what, I wasn't gonna correct
no.
him. I was just gonna was let me. Him think it was my, you know, I was just like, yeah I'll let him know. The one time I let the sexism go,
yeah.
I was like, yeah, I'm not gonna admit that was me.
Yeah.
I did that. So yeah, I blew it, and I literally blew it and it but it got fixed $200 later.
Oh, ouch.
But Steve was a nice man, so whatever.
Thanks, Steve, for keeping my baby safe.
Hope. Oh, no. Elite. I'm trying to. Who is next? Oh, I've forgot what we were talking about because we got very off question.
Questions.
Eric Lean underscore cookies says, how did Blaze's surgery go? Today is Sunday. He gets his surgery on Monday, which is tomorrow when you're listening to this. So I won't know how it goes until Monday evening.
Yes.
But if you didn't know, my dog has a fungal infection in his sinuses, his sinus cavities, like where his eyebrows are. And they literally have to drill into them and scrape out the fungus, wash it out, put fungal cream, like literally like athlete's foot cream, mm-hmm. in his pockets, in his sinus pockets, and then sew them back up.
Now, how does he get this fungalist disease?
He sniffed something up there.
Okay.
And it's not very common in Southern California, but it is common in other spots.
But he likes varieting things up. He enjoys that.
Yes, very much so. And then they said it's usually more common in German Shepherds and Basset Hounds.
Huh.
And the surgeon's...
Basset Hounds makes sense because they're sniffing like crazy.
The surgeon was like, you know what's weird is that, you know how like different breeds have different things that are usually wrong with them? German Shepherds and Basset Hounds are very similar in the things
really?
They have. Yeah, he was like, it's really weird. I don't know what it is. But anything like a German Shepherd normally gets, a Basset Hound also normally
gets.
Wow. Yeah. But he's like, pit bulls, this one's weird. But whatever. He's like, does he travel? I was like, no, to Santa Barbara. He's like, that's the same spot. Never mind. Imagine me traveling with Blaze.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh.
Anyway, so thank you for asking how surgery went. I don't know yet. It hasn't happened yet. Happens tomorrow, which is today for you guys. I hate that. I hate pre-recording, pre-filming anything.
Yes.
But it's smart to do so. Alicia says, what do you think of pets having social medias?
Oh, it's cute.
Yeah, I love it.
I think it's cute.
Obviously, it's not the dog posting or the cat posting. But
or is it?
Oh, no. My dog's too stupid to run his own. My dog has an Instagram. But it's honestly, I don't care about people all that much. I mean, I do. Don't blast out on things saying I'm an evil. But I care more about animals.
You love the animals.
I love the animals. Animals don't do you wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well,
they can't, but they don't know. Animals are all products of their owners.
True.
So if there's a way to not see the owners and just see the animals, I'm all about it. So I follow quite a few animal
critters?
Social. Yes. Yeah. Of animal Instagrams. I like them.
I think they're cute.
I mean, if you're mad about, well, they acted like their dog made that caption. Who cares?
Who cares?
I mean,
it's just
we make puppets talk.
Right.
They're cartoons. Clearly our drawing is not speaking. It's the same kind of thing. I don't know. Anyway, that's all I have to say. I like it. My dog has one. I know it's stupid, but I don't think it's stupid.
Don't say that. It's
I know.
Not.
I'm degrading myself so you don't make fun of me, but I am in support.
Yes.
Hope asks, why I haven't collabed with more YouTubers?
I just haven't had the time.
I think that's really all it is. She's busy, guys. She's really busy. She, you know, also she's in Santa Barbara and blah, blah. So that's all for that question.
I think they meant you.
No, they meant you. Emily asks, whose bucket list thing will you do next on the next episode of your bucket list series? If you didn't know, I'm starting a bucket list series where I do things on other people's bucket lists with them. I did one episode so far with my mom, and it was her on a bucket list to use a chainsaw.
And it was fun.
So we got a chainsaw, we got things to cut up, and we cut them up, and it was a blast. I think we had more fun getting the gear on and buying the gear, which was very enjoyable. But yeah, it was fun. You had fun, right? And you can check that off your bucket list.
I can check
That's
that off.
That's something a lot of people don't get to say, is they checked it off the bucket list. I mean, the only two bucket lists I have right now are my mom's and my dad's, and there's something on my dad's I want to do, but there's also another thing on your list I want to do.
Let's do it.
I know. I keep forgetting to call this place, but also it's like something I'm sure I have to schedule like 2 weeks in advance, and I don't know what our schedules are like in 2 weeks. I'm more of a
I might be collabing with another YouTuber, Rachel.
You might be busy, Mom. You might be really busy. You got Joey in your house. You know, you don't know what you're doing. So that's I haven't scheduled it, but I need to because it's a lot of fun.
That's a great series.
I know. I want to keep doing it. Not a lot of people watched it. So you guys, you're poopy.
No.
Buttheads.
Rachel,
watch it. No, it's you're not buttheads. I love you guys. I feel like anything I say can be taken that I'm the worst person ever. So I'm trying so hard not to offend you guys, but be funny. Everything I say is in jest.
Right.
That's a word that's weird.
Like jester.
I know. I just realized ingest means that's where jester comes from. Or it's the other way around.
I don't know.
Anyway, there are two things I want to do. One for my dad's and one for my mom. So I don't know which one will be next, but they're very exciting.
Well, who else are you getting bucket lists from?
I want to ask Colleen for hers. Mm-hmm. I want to ask Christopher for his and Jessica for hers. So I'm just keeping it in the family for now. And then I'm going to expand past that if people like it. I did one episode. I just don't know if people... If everyone who watched it seemed to really enjoy it. Because I was going to do it only if you guys liked it. So everyone who watched it really seemed to like it. Mm-hmm. But not a lot of people watched it.
Well, they were getting ready to go back to school.
That's what it is. You know what? I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Everything plummets when y'all go back to school.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's the last question I have. You got anything to add, Mom?
I don't have anything at all.
I didn't give you homework this week.
You gave me no homework.
You make it sound so tedious, Mom.
None.
Okay. We love you guys. We will be here next week, but not the week after. Mm-hmm. Just preparing you guys. I will remind you next week. Remember, my mom's birthday's on Wednesday, so tweet her and Instagram her happy birthday.
Oh, good grief.
She'll be 59. Her last year in her 50s.
Last year.
So I hope she enjoys it. All right. I love you guys so much. Take us out, Mom.
See you next time on All Things Internet.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.